The following is a presentation of the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Nell dribbles into a three, top of the key, and he knocks it down.
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. To get you ready for BYU versus UCF, here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Well, good morning, BYU basketball fans. Welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented as always by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Today, the 5-seed BYU Cougars are at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Missouri, facing the 12-seed UCF Knights in the second round of the Big 12 tournament. That's right, grab your Captain Crunch and gather around the radio. We've got morning BYU basketball for you here in the Big 12 tournament. Now, BYU heads into the Big 12 tournament after completing its first regular season in its brand new conference with a conference record of 10-8, not to mention 22-9 overall. What a remarkable debut for the BYU Cougars in the nation's best college basketball conference. As a 5-seed, the Cougars finished 8 spots higher than was predicted in the preseason polls. 8 spots. Think about that. We all know the preseason polls, they're not scientific, it's not gospel, but it does show what people around the league thought of what BYU could accomplish this year. And it speaks very highly of Coach Pope, his staff, and all the players to not only finish higher than others thought, but to shatter expectations and finish ahead of Big 12 teams like Kansas, Texas, and Kansas State. It really puts it into perspective just how good the Cougars have been this season. Now, BYU hasn't played since Saturday's 85-71 win over Oklahoma State at the Marriott Center. That wrapped up the regular season. It was, of course, senior night with Jackson Robinson, Spencer Johnson, and Traydon Christensen being honored. Speaking of honors, Jackson Robinson was named the Big 12 sixth man of the year. Congratulations goes out to J-Rob. He averaged 14 points per game while coming off the bench in all but 6 games that he played this season. Robinson also earned all Big 12 honorable mention, as did a couple of his teammates, that being Dallin Hall, Fusine Traore, and Spencer Johnson. Now, BYU had to wait until early afternoon yesterday to officially know who they were playing today. UCF and Oklahoma State were playing each other for the right to move on and battle the Cougars today in Kansas City. The Knights didn't have much of an issue with the Cowboys, beating OSU 77-62 in the first round of the Big 12 tourney. That sets up this morning's matchup between the Cougars and the Knights. The winner of today's game moves on to tomorrow's quarterfinals against 4-seed Texas Tech. But obviously, not worrying about tomorrow. Everything focused on today's matchup. BYU won both regular season meetings against UCF in Orlando on January 13th, then in Provo on February 13th. And yes, that means that with today being March 13th, BYU and UCF will meet on the 13th day of the month for the third consecutive month. So make of that what you will. The Knights are a long defensive team all over the floor. They are a very good shot-blocking team. In fact, against Oklahoma State, UCF had 9 block shots. Now, while UCF's conference record was 4 games under 500, they proved that they can win games that people don't necessarily expect them to win, getting victories over teams like Kansas and Texas Tech, speaking of the Red Raiders. Obviously, BYU's had success against them, but the Cougars can't take the Knights for granted as they meet for the third time this season. All right, time now for our pregame player interview, and he's been called one of the country's best glue guys. And if you spent any significant time watching BYU basketball the past 2 seasons, you know how much energy and production Richie Saunders brings to this team. Not only was Richie happy to do this interview, this conversation was a first for both of us. Well, you know, here, let this explain it.
Out of the way right now. If it sounds echoey, there's a reason for that. For the very first time, I am conducting a pregame interview while someone is in the cold tub. Richie, you're in the cold tub. Can you tell me how cold it is right now?
You know, according to the temperature monitor, it's 54 degrees. But, you know, it sounds fine, but when you get in, it's actually freezing. But
well, I appreciate you being willing to do the interview, especially being in the cold tub. So we will get to the important part. I will tell you, I have wanted to do a cold tub interview, whether it's basketball, football, for a long, long time. But I've wanted to be in the cold tub and like do the interview with both people in the cold tub. That's not going to happen today, but one day it will happen. We will see.
Like the Kevin Hart video.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right. So before we get to what's going on in Kansas City this week, let's just kind of look back on the regular season. Now that that's done, are you able to appreciate what you guys have accomplished to this point, or has it just been a blur and it's go to work every day and you worry about it when the season's over?
No, a little combo of both, right? Like one of the big focuses that coach has done really good this year is where he's told us to just, whether it's in a game at the right, the last media, when we know we have the win, or certain times where it's just don't miss this is what he says. So we need to really enjoy it. But with that, right, like if you get excited and think you're the coolest person in the world because you do one thing, you got another game that's going to come and it's going to be just as hard. And that's how it's been all year. And it's been super cool to be a part of and super excited for this next chapter of the season, right?
There's been a lot of talk about expectations and how you guys have broken so many people's expectations. That's the outside looking in at you guys. Based on your own expectations, did you exceed them, or did you guys know this was possible for you?
No, like we go to work every day, and all summer, you know, there were people that just didn't believe in us, right? But that helped us grow closer together because the people that do believe in us are each other. And you know, where it just really close out what everybody else is saying, because it in real turn has no effect on us. And so, yeah, we really just knew that we had to do it together.
Going into, say, the WCC tournament last year, going through the regular season in the West Coast Conference, that obviously will prepare you to a certain level. Going through this Big 12 season, how much more prepared do you feel you are heading into this conference tournament than you guys ever have been before?
No, you said it perfectly. I feel like it's this is my second year, so I only have 1 year to compare it to. But we've seen everything this year, whether we've been down by 17 or up by 17, and different first half and second half struggles. Like, we've been through it all. And as hard as some of those have been, they've been lessons that we've had to really take in and learn, learning is one of the hardest things to do. To get humble and to just like listen to the lessons that it needs to teach you. But I feel like we've really tried to do that. And where we go and we know we're going to have, you know, we're guaranteed pretty much two games, right? And we know that those stuff have prepared us for the, now it's win or go home kind of situations.
Do you think that, even though you've played most of these teams twice and they've been able to see what you do, everyone has talked about just how difficult it has been to prepare for you. Do you feel like that gives you an advantage because you do play a style that is different from all the others, that on these quick turnaround games that may give you an advantage in maybe how little they can prep for what you guys bring? Is there anything to that?
I mean, there very well could be. I think for us, like, we just got to focus on what we do. And we've seen these teams, they've seen us, and they know what we do, and we know what they do. And so it's just a matter of doing it, yeah. Right? It's just going to come down to who wants it more and who's gonna play the best, right?
All right, UCF is a team that you've played twice, you've beaten twice. So in a third matchup, obviously you guys know what it takes to beat them. Do you go with the same game plan, or do you realize they're going to change things up and you kind of have to approach it differently the third time around?
No, I think we have keys for the game in every game that we play. And, you know, for the most part, they're the same because we can control what we can control. And they're clearly a huge team, like physically. And so just going in, we just pack the paint. We use our strengths as our team is our strengths, which we can combat their size because of that.
Are you prepared for 40 plus free throws if it comes down to that again against the Knights?
Let's do it. I just hope I get to the line in those situations. go learn, right? Like Jack saved us the last time, right? And it's fun times to be at the free throw line when, you know, everything's on the line. So let's go do it.
All right, last thing. Fans are excited to see what you can do in this tournament. I know you guys, it's a business trip. How excited are you guys to go out there and get in this environment and start winning some games and really setting yourself up for what the postseason could be?
Excited, right? Like, there's this regular season's done and flipped the page, and now it's a whole other chapter to be written. And we're super excited to have done what we've done to put us in this situation and to just go out there and play hard.
All right, Richie, on a scale of 1 to 10, how awkward was doing this interview while you were in the cold tub?
Hey, I've been here every day, so this is nothing. The first time for me with the interview, yeah, but...
First time for both of us. Thank you so much for being willing to do this, and good luck in Kansas City. Let's keep this thing rolling.
Hey, thank you.
The great Richie Saunders. I really do appreciate his willingness to, hey, look, sometimes you have to multitask. Sometimes you got to get in the cold tub to take care of your body, but you also need to do your media responsibilities. So why not combine the two? And I really appreciate Richie being willing to do that. All right, coming up next, we'll head out to Kansas City, Missouri, the site of the Big 12 tournament, T-Mobile Center, for our courtside conversation. Mark Durant will join us right after this. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Jason Shepherd with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live. It is the second round of the Big 12 tournament. The matchup is the 5-seed BYU Cougars versus the 12-seed UCF Knights. Let's head out to Kansas City to the T-Mobile Center in downtown KC and joined now by Mark Durant. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I enjoyed that interview with Richie, and oddly enough, I also am sitting in a cold bath right now next to Greg Rubel, so that's crazy. I don't know how that worked out.
I don't know how there's enough room for a cold tub. That would be quite the visual for any fans showing up for the game to see you just sitting in a cold tub courtside.
Well, listen, I got to get ready for the game. That's how I do it. Yeah, but it's sad to be here in KC without you, though, Jason. I don't like being in Missouri without you because this is Jason Shepherd territory.
Well, I appreciate that, and the good news is, there's going to be many, many opportunities for a lot of BYU teams to be in Kansas City with it sort of becoming the hub of everything Big 12. So there will be opportunities for you and I to get together, sure, at some point.
That's going to be a home game when we all travel east to Jackson County and all that stuff. So all BYU fans will have a home game. This agreement is with the T-Mobile Center.
Playing the long game here.
It's going to go to the Millennium.
I love the way you're thinking, my friend. All right, before we get to the matchup, and there's obviously a lot to get to, I do want to ask some bigger picture sort of regular season questions now that it's in the rearview mirror. What was your biggest surprise of the regular season? And maybe the answer is the regular season was the biggest surprise, but where would you go with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were all a little bit surprised with how well BYU's played. But I think as far as players go, the emergence of Ali Khalifa, I think, has been fantastic down in Vegas. We didn't quite know what we had with him, and Foose was hurt, and Atiki was out. He came in and helped them win that game, and we realized then that he was something special and is a guy that can really spread the floor and create a whole new type of offense for BYU. So he's been a nice surprise, I think. Noah Waterman has really improved over last year. I love the way he's played this year for BYU. He's still a little bit up and down, but very good defender, great rebounder, and has become a much, much better player. Jackson Robinson has emerged as a significant player. What he can do can really – when he plays well, BYU usually plays very well and can win big games. So, I mean, I could go down the list with players, but, yes, just being – in the Big 12, and not just being in the Big 12, but showing that they belong at this level, compete with every single team in the conference. There's not anyone in this conference that I don't feel like BYU cannot hang with and beat. And credit to those guys. Credit to Mark Pope with the approach he's taken, with the style of basketball, getting a lot of threes up, and then credit this team for executing that game plan and bringing something to the Big 12 that's exciting and fun and making it so certainly the Big 12 not regretting the decision to add BYU, because they've brought a lot to this league, and it's been a super fun league, and the arenas and the people have been incredibly nice. It's just been so refreshing to have this year, and with BYU playing so well, it just makes it that much better.
Well, and with BYU playing so well, I mentioned, in the first segment, BYU finished 8 spots higher than the preseason poll. Whether you believe in the preseason poll or not, it still gives you an indication on how other people view your team. And so for BYU to finish 8 spots higher, I think is remarkable. And I like the fact that BYU was rewarded with some of the postseason awards. You had 4 players that were Big 12 honorable mention. And then the sixth man of the year
is BYU's own Jackson Robinson. I was so happy for him and for the guys that got the recognition for a really good first season in the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd think BYU being fifth in the conference, they may have merited some guys on first, second, third team. But, you know, that's almost what I like about this team is that you don't have a superstar. You have eight or nine guys that are really, really good, but and can any one of those guys can have a big night. But it's not about one guy. It's not about a superstar. This is the ultimate team, and they play together. They play for each other. A lot of unity on this team, and they play hard, and so it's almost fitting that they didn't get anyone on, yeah, on other than honorable mention because that's how they are. That it's a team, and they certainly were more than a lot of teams in this league could handle. And now they've got a great opportunity here, Jason. I'm not overly concerned with this tournament per se. I'd certainly love to see BYU make a run here, and that would be exciting. They're going to have a real challenge against UCF, who makes me very, very nervous. But I'm more concerned that this team is healthy, that they're playing well, win or lose today or going forward, that they're playing good basketball and will go into the NCAA tournament confident, ready to go. That's what really matters to me. This is a little bit of gravy for me this week, but I just want this team to be in as good a headspace as they possibly can be and be healthy going forward next week into the NCAA tournament.
Well, BYU 2-0 against UCF. Both games were close games, but the Cougars prevailed in both. From a matchup standpoint, how do you view a third matchup when you've faced a team twice? Both teams know what the other team wants to do. I mean, when you play a team for a third time, what's the biggest thing you think BYU's looking at here, knowing exactly what UCF does and what UCF's going to try and stop them from doing?
Well, the main guy for me for UCF is Diallo. He's a terrific player, great shot blocker. I think he had like 84 rebounds in the first game that these guys had. I mean, just,
I think it was 83.
Just incredible. Yeah, well, yeah. But listen, it's going to be a challenge. Playing a team a third time is a challenge. Beating a team three times is a challenge. UCF's got a lot to play for. They're looking at NIT, but if they can get on a real run here, they could maybe get in the NCAA tournament. So they've got a lot to play for, and they're playing great. Won 4 of 6, played well against the two losses. They played well against Houston, played well against Iowa State, but 4 of 6, that's really, really good. And they demolished Oklahoma State the other night, so they have a game under their belt. I mean, there's a lot of things that would make you nervous about this game, but the fact is BYU did beat them twice. And the last game was kind of weird, though. It was 46 free throws from BYU, and they had a lot of turnovers, and they only shot 23 threes. I mean, it was just such a strange game and unlike any other BYU's had. So it's hard to really predict what will go on today. But I do think that BYU will have to shoot well from the three-point line. It's just, especially when you have a guy like Diallo down low, it's going to be difficult for Foose in the paint, difficult for anybody to score in the paint. So they're going to have to shoot the ball well from three. And they have done that for the most part this year, but there's been some games where they've struggled. And one of those games really was in the Merritt Center against this team, so that is worrisome. Anyway, it's a long list of things to be worried about, but the good thing is this BYU team is a great basketball team, and they'll be in this game, and they'll find a way to have a chance at the end, and hopefully you come out on top in these situations.
Well, Mark, to the point that you just made, and I know it's turned into a sports cliche, when we interview athletes, you know, athletes a lot of the times will say, you know what, we're not worried about the opponent. We're worrying about what we do. If we play our game, we'll be fine. And again, a lot of times that's turned into a cliche. It's not a cliche with this BYU basketball team. As we've seen throughout this entire season, when they're hitting their outside shots, they win games. When they don't, that's when trouble can happen. I know it sounds like an oversimplification, but it really does feel like if BYU's perimeter shooting is falling tonight, they're going to win this game.
Well, the numbers work. If you're making your threes, just the numbers work in your favor, especially against a team like UCF. They're not a good offensive team, although they did hit, I think, 9 for 18 from three yesterday.
They did.
And that was unusual for them, though. But so they're not good offensively. So if you're hitting threes at, you know, 32, 35, 38%, you're going to win just because the numbers are in your favor and your opponent is not necessarily a great offensive team. So And that's usually the formula for BYU. 32% seems to be kind of a magic number. If they can hit that, they'll have a good chance of winning. And lower than that, they're probably going to lose. And, BYU hasn't had a chance other than this little bit of time before this game to shoot on this floor. And so, that's tough, and it's a new environment. And like I said, UCF's already played, so they're comfortable. But it's kind of an NBA-type arena, and BYU's played well in those types of places. So I'm hoping, that they'll feel pretty good about their shot today because they'll need it, because UCF's a great defensive team. They're going to hammer you. They're going to get after you. I think BYU had 17 turnovers in Provo in the last game. That number's got to come down. You can't rely on getting to the free throw line like they did in that game. And so, yeah, they're absolutely going to have to shoot. If they're sub 30% from three, it's going to be a long morning, I guess, for BYU.
Well, Mark, I know you bleed blue, but if you're turning blue right now, it's probably time to get out of the cold tub.
Time for me to get out of the cold tub, towel off, and then get ready for the call. Thanks, Jason.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
See you, brother.
Yeah, there we go. The great Mark Duran, and I underline the word great. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Back for one more segment of Cougar Pregame Live after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Zions Bank is celebrating 150 years of service. With that much time under the belt, it's no surprise our helpful bankers are ready with the knowledge and support you'd expect from an experienced bank. Whether you're looking to open a new account, save for the future, or invest for the long term, we're ready to help right now or whenever it's convenient for you. Come bank with us and see what we can accomplish together. Now more than ever, Zions Bank is for you. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC.
BYU coaches Kalani Sitake and Mark Pope know how one move can change the game.
Can you believe the BYU credit card from Mountain America is this great?
This is big time.
Plus, for a limited time, Mountain America will donate $100 to the Student Athlete Mentoring Program for every new BYU credit card opened.
Help support BYU athletics.
Get your BYU credit card from Mountain America today.
Loans on approved credit, membership required based on eligibility. Limited time offer also available with BYU debit cards. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Offer ends 12/31/2024.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
I'm a professional mom, and I mean business. Between helping the kids with school, coaching the soccer team, and everything else, I don't have time to mess around. Pro tip, BYU Food to Go. They've got everything from Kahlua pork, classic side dishes, to elegant desserts. Whether it's a wedding reception, family reunion, tailgating party, or a hungry ward, they've got you covered. Simply order, pick up, and serve. BYU Food to Go will help you put together an amazing event that everyone will enjoy. Check out BYU Food to Go.
Only one type of burger. For every palate. Fries are extra. Large in size. We've got the shakes. Going over the brim.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's. Put a positive, delicious spin on your day at any one of our five locations. In Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, or Harriman. JCW's, quality and a lot of it.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Jason Shepherd.
All right, getting closer to tip-off between the Cougars and the Knights. We'll get you to T-Mobile Center in just a second. Coming up at halftime, I'll rejoin you, and we'll go over the rest of the day in the Big 12 tournament. Plus, we'll check out some other local teams that will be playing later tonight in their own conference tournaments. But as I mentioned, T-Mobile Center is where we will take you next. Greg Wrubell with the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show right after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU coaches Kalani Sitake and Mark Pope know how one move can change the game.
Can you believe the BYU credit card from Mountain America is this great?
This is big time.
Plus, for a limited time, Mountain America will donate $100 to the Student Athlete Mentoring Program for every new BYU credit card opened.
Help support BYU athletics.
Get your BYU credit card from Mountain America today.
Loans on approved credit, membership required based on eligibility. Limited time offer also available with BYU debit cards. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Offer ends 12/31/2024.
Smith's always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Smith's app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings.
Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
And from Kansas City, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Well, good morning, Cougar basketball fans, and for the first time ever, welcome to coverage of the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Today, it is second round action as the 20th-ranked BYU Cougars take on UCF for the third time this season. BYU swept the regular season series. BYU today, opening play in its 40th conference tournament all-time. The Cougs have a 40-36 record in conference tournaments all-time with a 3-2 mark in preliminary rounds. And today's game is a prelim with quarterfinal play getting underway tomorrow. Texas Tech awaits the winner of this morning's game. I'm Greg Wrubell, and I'll have your play-by-play call today sitting alongside my broadcast partner for the last 27 seasons, the beloved former BYU Ironman himself, Mark Durant. Mark, we're now calling postseason tournament games in a fourth different league. From the WAC tourney in Las Vegas way back in the day to the Mountain West events in Vegas and Denver, let's not forget, to 12 years of WCC tournaments at the Orleans Arena, and now on to Kansas City. Today will be our 55th conference tournament game we call together, but the first we've called in the Big 12, and it's big time. The T-Mobile Center, awesome venue. Crowd support in this building is typically terrific. I'm looking forward to today and hopefully a long stay.
It's been a long time since LDS people have been excited about coming to Jackson County, but I'm excited about being here. It's a beautiful place, and every first time here for us, Greg. Well, first time in a Big 12 context, but everything has been a great first for us this year. A lot of firsts going to different places, different schools, beautiful venues, really great people. This has been an exciting year, and to have BYU play so well has just added another level of excitement. This team is legit. They play hard. They play as a team. They've got a lot of weapons, a lot of depth. This will be a real challenge for them today in this game, but I like BYU. I like this team. I like their chances, not only this week, but next week. We'll see how it goes, but it's been a great year so far. I'd like to see something special happen here for this team to finish it out.
And a great setup from Mark for today and hopefully this week. Coming up next, my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Mark Pope as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from the Big 12 Championship in Kansas City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
With the Smith's app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce with no hidden fees or markups. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at smithsfoodanddrug.com. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Zions Bank is celebrating 150 years of service. With that much time under the belt, it's no surprise our helpful bankers are ready with the knowledge and support you'd expect from an experienced bank. Whether you're looking to open a new account, save for the future, or invest for the long term, we're ready to help right now or whenever it's convenient for you. Come bank with us and see what we can accomplish together. Now more than ever, Zions Bank is for you. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU coaches Kalani Sitake and Mark Pope know how one move can change the game.
Can you believe the BYU credit card from Mountain America is this great?
This is big time.
Plus, for a limited time, Mountain America will donate $100 to the Student Athlete Mentoring Program for every new BYU credit card opened.
Help support BYU athletics.
Get your BYU credit card from Mountain America today.
Loans on approved credit, membership required based on eligibility. Limited time offer also available with BYU debit cards. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Offer ends 12/31/2024.
It's game time, and you're in the locker room ready to take the field. Suddenly, you notice a player you don't recognize. He's wearing your team's jersey, and he even knows your name. but you've never seen him before now. Would you trust this stranger with your team's playbook?
Nope.
That's exactly how phishing scams work. And the first quarter of 2023 saw the highest volume of phishing attacks ever recorded. Protect your business with the Les Olson Security Suite from Les Olson IT. Learn more at lesolson.com.
It's time to hear from BYU head coach Mark Pope as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, coming up, bottom of the hour, is 20th-ranked BYU against UCF in second-round play at the Big 12 Championship. BYU got the single bye to the second round. UCF defeated Oklahoma State 77-62 in the first-round game yesterday to get to Wednesday. Today's winner will face Texas Tech in tomorrow's first game of the day. Again, it will be a 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time tip. BYU hoping for a second straight early wake-up call. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Mark Pope, presented by Zions Bank. For 150 years, Zions Bank has been serving the communities where you live, work, and play for financial experience you can count on. For the next 150 years, Zions Bank is for you. And this morning, Coach Pope talks about matching up for a third time with a long UCF squad that gave BYU fits in two different ways this season. Once in a low-scoring grinder in Orlando, the other in a high-scoring wild finish of a game in Provo.
Well, both of them, they really are who they are, which is a elite-level length. You know, they're the best defensive team in our conference, the best rim-protecting team in our conference. And they just have so much length and so much physicality on the floor. It makes it really, really hard to get much done on the offensive end. And then, you know, they're really focused on who they're trying to be offensively, including, you know, as we saw in the last game, and since then they've been making shots. And so that they continue to get better and better and better.
How would you describe the way they chose to play you from game one to game two?
Not hugely different. Just increased the volume, increased the volume of pressure, increased the volume of diligence to guard the 3-point line. Really, really pushed out. And certainly, you know, down the stretch, really, really aggressively down the floor offensively.
So what led to 46 free throws in that second game?
Yeah, it's the physicality of the game is begging for that. And you know, you have to earn your trips to the line. You know, when you have physical confrontation, if you back away, you're not going to get a whistle. If you'll force your way through it, you earn a whistle. You really do earn whistles in this league, and our guys did a great job of that in the second game.
Their offensive numbers lag, but you already mentioned their defensive numbers are among the best, particularly in the disruptive things, the blocks and the steals.
Yeah. You know, and it starts with them rim protection. They just have incredible length, incredible verticality. They're a real problem at the rim. And so, you know, that's kind of the backbone of their defense. And then that allows them to use their length on the rest of the court defensively.
I'm sure you think postseason's a magical time.
Yeah, it is for everybody, right? So it is for us and them and everybody that's a part of this tournament. And so it's, you know, you kind of throw the records aside and throw all the stats aside and you go out and get to battle for one game. It's just it's a one-game season right now. And that's really exciting. It's kind of what you work for all season long. And we prepare exactly the same way because we've been preparing for this all season long as they have. And we'll go out and go battle and have an epic showing of basketball here.
You earned a great seed in this tournament, too.
Yeah. You know, the bye is really important. You know, it's, you know, when you think about trying to, you know, give yourself a chance to kind of run through to the end of this thing, it's very important. You kind of work all season to get that, and then we'll try and capitalize on it today.
What kind of vibes are your guys giving you since you've been here in KC?
Guys are good. We feel the same. I think the guys are hungry. I think they're excited. I think they're going to, you know, they'll do what they do every night. That's the thing. It's like we're not looking for some anomalous performance. We're looking for our guys to come out and do what they've been practicing doing all year long, which is come play with unbelievable pace, really, really share the ball, a huge defensive commitment, and a ton of energy and fight on the floor. And we're super confident in that just because it's not new. It's kind of the way we play every night.
that.
It's good to have health at this time of year, and you think you've got that going into this postseason.
Yeah, like I said, we're as healthy as we've been. You know, we have a whole cavalcade of guys that are going to have surgery as soon as the season's over, but in terms of us staying alive, I'm really, really, really pleased with where we are.
All right, well, here's to staying alive for a few more days here in Kansas City. Coach, thanks for the preview. We'll talk to you postgame.
Okay, thanks, brother.
All right, that's Mark Pope. Time now for today's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball is built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for BYU and UCF today. What would they be?
Yeah, the Knights turned BYU over 17 times in the Marriott Center. I think that number needs to be 12 or lower today. And then it's not rocket science for this team. They got to make some threes. I think the key for today is to double up made threes from the Knights. And they can do that. The Knights aren't a great offensive team, and that'll be a good signal that BYU's played well and will win this game.
Those are Mark's keys to the game. As we take a break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Missouri, on day two of the Big 12 Championships. This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good morning once again, Cougar Nation. Welcome back courtside inside the T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City. Today it's 20th-ranked BYU versus UCF in the first of four games on the second day of play at the Big 12 Championship. BYU is the 5 seed. UCF is the 12 seed. Later on today, Oklahoma takes on TCU. Kansas State tussles with Texas. And shorthanded Kansas squares off with Cincinnati. The winner of the BYU-UCF matchup will tangle with Texas Tech tomorrow morning in another 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time tip. This is the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Jason Shepard. Our coordinating producer is Terry South. Our control board operator is James Finlayson. Great to have you with us on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Well, according to the odds makers, BYU's the fourth best bet to win the Big 12 Championship Tournament title this week here in Kansas City. Not bad for a program picked to finish 13th by the league's coaches before the season began. Also not bad for a team that finished in fifth place without a single conference player of the week all season, or a single player on the three all-conference teams at the end of the season. Yes, Jackson Robinson was named sixth man of the year, but this was a BYU team essentially without superstars and in turn without a lot of individual recognition. So on the flip side, you've got the ideal representation of team basketball, Mark. You got quality depth. You got trusted rotations. You have unselfish play. All the things a coach loves to have on his team and the kinds of things that hopefully propel a team like BYU into a nice postseason run.
Yeah, I almost love the fact that they didn't have anyone on the first, second, or third teams, and it's because it does talk about the team. And for this team to have so much success without a real superstar. Now, obviously, they have great players and guys that can step up and have big games, but there's no real superstar. And maybe sometimes that's hurt them in closing out games. Sometimes you want a superstar to just shut people down and say, this game's over, and that's it. But I think for the most part, this team has been really, really good in coming together as a team and being better as a group than they are individually. But with that said, I think when you get into conference tournament play, NCAA tournament play, you're going to need some superlative performances from guys, whether it's Jackson Robinson, whether it's Dallin Hall, Trevin Nell. You're going to need some superstar performances to have success in the postseason tournament. And I think as much as a team they are, they certainly have guys that can be superstars.
Coming up after the break, more on how the Cougars got to today and what they can expect from UCF in their third meeting of the season as the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show continues live from the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, site of the Big 12 Championship Week on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It's game time, and you're in the locker room ready to take the field. Suddenly.
All right, as we get set for BYU and UCF here in Kansas City, we're at the T-Mobile Center. Let's pause for our national anthem. right. BYU and UCF coming up. The last game that BYU and UCF played was one of the wildest games and craziest finishes we've ever called, Mark. It was 1 month ago today that BYU outlasted UCF 90-88 at the Marriott Center. BYU led by 9 with under a minute to play. But like the Black Knight from Monty Python, the Knights of UCF said it's only a flesh wound, and they kept on fighting. The two teams combined for 23 points in the final 54 seconds. UCF outscored BYU 15-8 in that time before BYU hangs on for the win. Jackson Robinson made free throws to finally seal the deal in the closing seconds, but that last minute was emotionally exhausting.
Well, you think, well, BYU's got a real problem with losing big leads, right, Greg? But it happens every night in this conference. Just last night, West Virginia was up big on Cincinnati. They lost that game, and so double-digit leads mean very little, but I like that BYU just keeps doing what they're not changing. They don't put it in the stall mode, and maybe that might be a wise approach at times, but it leads to some exciting basketball. And that game was an all-timer, the way that UCF came back. But this is going to be a battle. I don't know if we're going to see the first game. We're going to see the game in the Marriott Center. Two completely different games. And the last game in the Marriott Center was crazy. 46 free throws from BYU. Only took 23 threes. So I don't know what we're going to see. But all I know is it's going to be exciting.
BYU fans, if you've had any cars on the injured reserve list, Doug Smith Kia has some promising new prospects on their lot in American Fork. To see the full scouting report, visit DougSmithKia.com. More of the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up from KC after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
BYU and UCF coming up, staff at the bottom of the hour. Second round of the Big 12 Championship here in Kansas City. Winner gets Texas Tech tomorrow. Even though BYU split with OSU and swept UCF this season, Oklahoma State would arguably have been the better matchup for BYU. UCF is just so long. Ibrahima Diallo coming off a career-high scoring day yesterday, double-double. Darius Johnson can go off. He had 20 in the second half against BYU in Provo. UCF is top 15 nationally in defensive efficiency, block percentage, and steal percentage. Not great offensive numbers, but defense keeps them in the game. They led Houston for most of the game 1 week ago tonight, and Houston's a pretty darn good team.
They've won, what, 4 of their last 6?
Yep.
And they did lose to Houston, but they're in that game, lost to Iowa State. That wasn't a runaway either. So this is a team extremely confident. We just demolished Oklahoma State last night. You've got Diallo, which is one of the most problematic guys, in my opinion, in the league. He's so talented. He's not just a pogo stick guy, Greg. He's a patient shot blocker. They had 5 blocks at the Marriott Center. This is a team with about the best length and athleticism you're going to find in the conference, and so that's a challenge for BYU. They've handled it twice already, but this is a very confident Golden Knight team coming out in this tournament.
Well, a final word before tip-off for you coming up right after this. This is the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show, live from Kansas City and the Big 12 Championship on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, BYU and UCF coming right up here at the Big 12 Championship second round. Mark, if BYU is going to get to Saturday, they'll have to do something they've never done before. That is play in 4 games in a conference tournament. BYU's always ever played only a max of 3. Well, it'll be 4 games in 4 days if BYU's get to Saturday. First things first, of course, and that's UCF today, but a unique challenge on tap for BYU this week.
And it really is a challenge. Every game is going to be very difficult, but hey, like I said before, I think BYU can beat any team in this league, and so you go out, you play it, see what happens. But this team, it's certainly not an underdog in very many games that they'll face in this tournament.
Starting lineups, opening tip for BYU and UCF coming up next. This has been the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show from the Big 12 Championship in Kansas City, Missouri on the new skin,